It's Murphy Houston on Cozy 101.1, all getting excited because guess who's coming to town? November 18th, the Ball Arena, Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Three shows at 3 and 7:30, and joining me now is my buddy Al Petrelli, who's the music director, a guitarist, original member. He cooks the food. Right, Al? You do it all.
All of it, my friend, and it's so good to hear your voice again. Two times this year I get to talk to you.
I like that.
It a good day.
I was, yeah, when they reached out, you want to talk to Al Petrelli again? I said, do I want to talk to Santa Claus every year, too? Yes, I want to talk to him.
Oh, I do miss you, and I can't wait to see you and come back out to Denver and Colorado Springs and just, you know, it's going to be just fantastic this year. Like we were just talking a second ago. I get to leave tomorrow. I'm going to fly to Omaha and kick the tires on this thing to make sure that it's even more special for you guys this year.
Well, it's always that way, Al. Your imagination is like a wild man. Every year you come in, the show is fantastic. You got great talent around you. The light stuff you do, it's at the Ball Arena. I mean, you're the only guy, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, that made it snow in the Ball Arena.
I'm going to give all credit to where credit's due, and you know him as well as I. Well, not as well as I do, but you know him quite well, Mr. Paul O'Neill.
Oh, yes.
And all those zany ideas over the years, you know, how, you know, Pyro is going to be synced up to a Beethoven symphony, or he's going to make it snow inside an arena. You know, we all looked at him like, you know when your dog looks at you and tilts its head to the side because it really doesn't get what you're saying? You know, that's how I felt for decades with Paul, you know. But, like, everything the man wanted to do, you know, we said, all right, you want it, we'll figure out how to do it, boss. And, you know, we're carrying on that legacy now by every year. You know, just the crew, management, the O'Neill family, all of us just want to make it even more special than years past, a little bit bigger, a little bit crazier. And there are some fun surprises this year, both musically and visually, that we're going to bring out. So, you know, Murphy, you and I refer to them as the repeat offenders, the folks that come back year after year after year.
Yep.
You know, there has to be the familiar portion of the show for them, but also I want to put them back on their heels, too, saying, wow, they outdid themselves this year. So,
well,
here we go.
We've been here over 20 years. I've seen every single show you guys have done. And back in the day when you could actually come into the radio station before the COVID stuff, we had some good times on the air, too. That was quite a bit.
We've had so much fun over the years. And I think you and I talked about this a month or so ago. You know, one of the things that I'm so grateful to Paul O'Neill for is, aside from his incredible artistry, you know, the music, everything about what he created, but the relationships that, you know, he helped develop over the years. You know, like you and I for like two decades now, just, you know, becoming such great friends and talking, and, you know, the community of Denver, you know, everybody just making us feel right at home. And it's so many friends we've made over the years and continue to make new friends every year. So I'm very grateful to him for that.
The new show, The Ghosts of Christmas Eve, The Best of TSO and More. Talk about that show for those that are coming another time or the new guys coming in.
Well, The Ghosts of Christmas Eve is a story that Paul wrote, I'm going to say back in 97 and 98, and we filmed it. We made a movie out of it, and I think in late 98 or early 99. And it immediately, the reaction to it was incredible, and it became like a holiday tradition for other people. Just love to watch. Like, you know, when you and I were kids, it could have been Miracle on 34th Street or any of those, you know, that are part of our holiday memories and traditions. So it became part of that for a lot of people, and we've done it a couple times live, and people just love the story. I mean, the long and the short of it is that it's about a young girl, a teenage runaway, who finds herself alone and abandoned in an abandoned theater on Christmas Eve. And she's scared, she's tired, she's lonely, she just wants to get home. And her parents are freaking out. They just want their baby girl back. And I've mentioned to you in the past that one of the fascinating things about Paul's work is how accessible it is to so many people listening to it or watching it, but it's far from ordinary.
Yes.
Everybody in that arena relates to that story because, like we say, everybody misses somebody, especially around the holidays.
Totally. That's so true. And I'm looking forward to it. And it's a story. It's not just you're playing music. There's a story. You got the narrator, the songs that you play at that particular time with that segment of the show. Mm-hmm. It's become like a Christmas story that people had when they were kids, just like you said. And we look forward to TSO every year here in Denver.
Yeah, and you guys have become part of our tradition as well. I mean, knowing that we're going to come into Denver to be able to do four shows in 2 days, you know, to see you. Well, hopefully I get to see you this year.
I hope so, too.
Yeah, you know, this COVID thing would just leave us all alone. But, you know, people say, you know, well, what's it like spending the holidays on the road? Like, well, I don't really know anything different. I mean, this is, you know, almost three decades now of doing this. You know, I get to celebrate Christmas every time I put that guitar around my neck and a brand new audience is sitting in front of me.
That's right.
You know? So it's fantastic from my vantage point as well. So it's become tradition for everybody on stage, under the stage, and for the folks in the audience. You know,
right.
It's just one of those things that grew up, and it's exceeded all of our expectations. And I'm very, very proud of it.
And for those that don't know, not only do you perform, and the tickets are reasonably priced, you give money back to each and every community you stop in, and it's no exception here. And over the years, if my memory serves me right, Al, you told me you've given away over $18 million in donations through your shows.
Yeah, well, $1 from every ticket sold. You know, that's what Paul O'Neill started with his family, you know, from day one when we did our first show at the Tower Theater in Philadelphia back in 99. And he wanted to make a difference, you know, in all the communities we come through. So, yeah, I've heard that we sold about 18 million tickets
right.
over the years,
mm-hmm.
and $1 from each one has gone back to the community. So I couldn't be, you know, more proud of people. You know, they don't just talk about doing stuff to Murphy. They actually did it.
Exactly.
You know, it's a wonderful thing, especially, you know, with the state of our economy right now and everything that's going on. You know, little bits can make a difference in people's lives.
Tickets are available now at Ticketmaster.com. You better get them. These shows are both of them, 3 and 7:30, they're going to sell out. I'm going to be down there introducing you. I hope I get a chance to see you again, Al, right there at the Ball Arena like we have over the years gone by. You bring in your family? You usually bring your family on the road.
You know what? Nicole and the kids may come out to be with me on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. If COVID kind of stays at bay and it's not too dangerous for them to travel, I'm looking forward to that. It's
good.
Been, I think, 4 years since they've seen the show, so it should be fun. And my daughter, Layla, is 7 now, so she's kind of like, you know, Daddy, I don't remember your show. I'm like, well, we're going to fix that this year.
Good for you, Dad. Good dad that you are. It's Al Petrelli. He's a music director, guitarist, original member, Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Get there, Ticketmaster.com for the tickets. Al, thanks for coming on Cozy 101.1 today, and I'll see you in a couple weeks.
My brother, I can't wait to see you. Love and respect always. Thank you for your time, and I'll see you soon, brother.
Yeah. Safe travels to you and the gang.
All right, next time, Murphy.
Take care.